sports, local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: Ministry of Energy blames diesel shortages on dollar fuel terminal challenges. Zono Monitoring reported negligence cases involving nurses and midwives. Nigerian court orders UK to pay 420 million euros over 1949 killing of miners.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalam. The Ministry of Energy has attributed recent diesel shortages in some parts of Zambia to logistical challenges at the Ndola fuel terminal. Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote says these constraints have temporarily slowed loading and distribution, leading to sporadic shortages. Minister Chikote reassured the nation that Zambia has adequate fuel stocks with 11.3 million liters of diesel and 3.2 million liters of petrol stored nationwide as of February 6, 2026. He says the volumes exceed the national minimum operating requirement. Mr. Chikote says 7.4 million liters of diesel were uplifted from Ndola fuel terminal in the last 48 hours and have been distributed. He says the government has put in measures in place to prevent similar disruptions, including improved scheduling and coordination.
The ministry confirms that in the last 48 hours, 7.4 million liters of diesel have been uplifted from dollar fuel terminals by various oil marketing companies and are currently being distributed across the country to replenish service stations and critical facilities. This is part of ongoing efforts to restore normal supply levels. To prevent similar disruptions, and remedial measures have been instituted, including 1. Prioritization of fuel loading at Ndola fuel terminals. 2. Improved scheduling of delivery.
But energy expert Dr. Kafula Mwanga has attributed the persistent fuel shortages in the country to the poor implementation of the open access system in the petroleum subsector. Zambia has experienced persistent fuel shortages for nearly 2 years, with the situation remaining largely unchanged during this period. Currently, Lusaka province is among the hardest hit, with motorists and businesses struggling to access diesel and other fuel products. Dr. Mwanga is the immediate past president of the Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, says the continued challenges in the fuel supply chain are largely as a result of limited participation by local oil marketing companies.
Issues of affordability in terms of how the locals would then be able to fuse into the open access policy. You know, you have raised your performance bonds, they need to raise an LC. These are very, very serious commercial requirements that have actually created a barrier for entry for smaller OMCs. So you find that because of that, there's been less participation of the local content vis-a-vis the smaller OMCs to participate in supply. So you find that erratic supplies will always reoccur as a result of the local content non-participation.
The Zambia Union of Nurses and Midwives Organization Zuno says it is closely monitoring reported cases of negligence involving its members. Zuno Secretary General Frey Mijelo says the union is working with the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia to ensure that all such cases are thoroughly investigated. Mr. Mijelo, however, says the majority of nurses and midwives have continued to act professionally in the line of duty. He says this is evident in the continued delivery of services across the health sector.
The council is the custodian of that, and it will institute measures in accordance with the professional code of conduct as well as the disciplinary code of conduct. But for for now, they are investigating and they will establish exactly what happened when the mother went to Chirenje Temuan Hospital.
Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia have agreed on concrete steps to accelerate the development of the Lobito Corridor following a high-level coordination meeting held in Luanda. The agreement was reached during an inaugural coordination meeting that brought together ministers responsible for finance, transport, trade and infrastructure from the three countries. The meeting officially opened by Angolan President Joao Goncalves Lourenço focused on transforming the Lobito Corridor into a shared platform for growth, trade and regional integration. Leaders emphasize that the Lobito Corridor should go beyond being a railway or logistics project and instead function as a fully integrated economic corridor capable of delivering measurable investment, jobs and improved livelihoods across the region. The three governments agreed on several coordinated actions, including the development of a Lobito Corridor Development Master Plan to guide the implementation and track progress, as well as a clear definition of the corridor's economic scope to ensure harmonized cross-border implementation. Zambia's delegation was led by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, alongside senior government officials.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Poultry Association of Zambia has warned farmers about a rising web of scams targeting the poultry sector. Association Executive Director Dominic Chanda says fraudsters are posing as cheap suppliers, advertising non-existent stock and demanding up to 60% upfront payment through mobile money, only to vanish once the money is sent. Mr. Chanda adds that in another scheme, scammers pretend to be buyers and instruct farmers to load chickens onto a taxi or hailing vehicles. The fraudsters then intercept the consignment and steal the bins. He says these scams are costing farmers heavily and pose a serious threat to the credibility of the poultry industry.
And most of them are actually requesting for that 60% payment. Once you pay, and they are also insisting that you pay through the Airtel money. So they are using that mobile transaction facility as a payment point. And once that one is done, it becomes extremely difficult. So this is becoming a concern, because they may be able to put, I think, a very big dent on the image of those that are genuinely doing the business. Then we've also observed, I think in the last 1 year, the emergence of the other side of the scammers now that are targeting the fully grown chickens. So if you advertise to say I have chickens, they'll follow you and tell you, no, they know they're cheaper by Yango.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
A Nigerian court has ordered the British government to pay $27 million to each of the families of 21 coal miners killed in 1949 by the colonial administration in the southeast of the country. The colonial police, made up of Nigerians and Europeans, shot dead workers striking for better conditions. Dozens more were injured in what the state-run news agency of Nigeria described as one of the most notorious acts of repression under British rule in Nigeria. Historians say the killing helped galvanize support for the burgeoning anti-colonial movement that led to independence 11 years later in 1916. The BBC has asked the British Foreign Office for a comment.
Now the Millennium Radio Sports News.
Zambia under-20 girls national team head coach Florence Mwila has expressed confidence in her squad.